Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Law enforcement officials have been providing details about the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe says as soon as the suspect was detected, an agent took action.
The agent, who was visually sweeping the area, saw the subject armed with what he perceived to be a rifle and immediately discharged his firearm.
Rowe says the suspect, Ryan Routh, was able to get away briefly.
The subject, who did not have line of sight to the former president, fled the scene. He did not fire or get off any shots.
Officials say the suspect may have been at the location for almost 12 hours. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez was in federal court in West Palm Beach when Routh was formally charged.
We learned inside that courtroom the two charges that Routh is facing are possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number.
From the White House, CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us the president is working to get more money for the Secret Service.
The Biden administration has asked Congress for special permission to increase its spending on the Secret Service. In the request, the administration's Office of Management and Budget warns that without some flexibility to ratchet up spending, quote, the Secret Service would have insufficient resources to sustain and enhance protective operations.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with the leadership of the Teamsters Union today looking for an endorsement. Union President Sean O'Brien says it was the same process the union used when it met with Trump in January.
We've asked the same questions of each candidate, mostly Teamster-specific issues. We also ask questions regarding legislation.
Smoke and flames have chased hundreds of people from their homes near Houston after an apparent pipeline explosion. Student Joshua Hernandez is now heading home after sheltering in place at San Jacinto Community College.
The fire is getting rapidly bigger, especially with the wind coming in. Not a good thing for the situation to be happening for us.
The Coast Guard is conducting a public hearing into the implosion of the Titan submersible that killed five people last year. CBS's Roxana Saberi says a former engineer testified it was difficult to work with the submersible's owner, Stockton Rush.
Former engineering director Tony Nissen said that he and Stockton often disagreed on engineering decisions, whether it was about safety or design, but they had arguments behind closed doors. And in the end, he often lost these arguments.
Rush was one of the five who died. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow up just 0.6%, but that was enough to reach another all-time high. The S&P 500 up fractionally, but close to its own record high. NASDAQ down 0.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie, a World War II airman from Racine, will be laid to rest 80 years after he was shot down. Bodie was just 20 years old when he was shot down over Germany. He was recently identified. There'll be a public procession on the 27th. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman has decided to not sign or veto a resolution supporting a commuter rail study. Signing on to the $5 million federally funded study administered by the city of Racine has already been approved by the Kenosha County Board. The study aims to look at the feasibility of extending commuter rail from Kenosha to Milwaukee. Kenosha is sure to be featured in a PBS documentary airing next year. A new six-part documentary series on the history of American Motors is set to debut on PBS stations nationwide in March. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I have a lot of respect for the Indianapolis Colts. Gus Bradley, he's one of the premier defensive coordinators in this league. And just for our guys to be able to go out there and execute, this is a very tough physical football team that we played. And for our guys to be able to do what we did, I was really proud of our efforts.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up three runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the low 60s. And sunshine is ahead for Tuesday and Wednesday. Mild for this time of year with highs right around 80. And into the low 80s for Thursday and Friday. Chance of rain for the upcoming weekend. Right now it's 78 degrees.
WRJN. Just the other night, everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a trap.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN says here, experts say children who engage in a lot of screen time, especially at bedtime, are more likely to resist going to bed, have trouble sleeping, and usually wake up tired. Now, the good news is this gets them ready for marriage, old age, and having a lousy job.
I don't remember what day
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJM. All right, let's sing along.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I love my Green Bay Packers, and so does head coach Matt LaFleur, who talked about Malik Willis and his ability to step up when Jordan Love couldn't go.
I just think we threw a lot at him. I mean, you saw it. We motioned, we shifted, we asked, we had a lot of different schemes in there. There were some long play calls, and I think it's pretty incredible. And it's a credit to him and the work that he put in to get ready for this game. There's a lot that goes into it, and I got to give all our quarterback coaches, Tom Clements, Connor Lewis, and Sean Manning, they did a great job with it.
Packers now 1-1 on the season. Next game coming up Sunday. Pre-game at 10, kickoff at noon against the Titans. Packers football on WRJN is sponsored locally by The Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Packer football on WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at VolunteerWisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. My sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Cloudy tonight and a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunshine 79. Wednesday, sunny and 77. More summer-like temperatures coming up over the next few days.
every season, there is a season, and a time to every purpose.
And turn, turn, turn on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So what do you say we get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two court cases involving Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s bid to get off the November presidential ballot may require local election officials to make new ballots from scratch and delay sending them out. There are court cases in Dane and Waukesha counties. Kennedy has dropped out of the race and is endorsing Donald Trump. We expect to learn more soon about Vice President Kamala Harris's plans to visit Madison Friday night. Meanwhile, running mate Tim Walz stumped in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
She brought joy back to the idea of politics, an idea that it can be better, bigger than just one of us.
The Republicans will be in Wisconsin this week, too. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will be in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman has decided to not sign or veto a resolution supporting a commuter rail study. Signing on to the $5 million federally funded study administered by the city of Racine has already been approved by the Kenosha County Board. The study aims to look at the feasibility of extending commuter rail from Kenosha to Milwaukee. In a message to the board, Kirkman expressed her belief that the resolution should have included a referendum. The Racine runaway soldier will be in a military court this week. U.S. Army Private Travis King, who fled to North Korea in July of 2023, has agreed to plead guilty to desertion and four other charges. King will reportedly admit guilt to a total of five military offenses. Nine other charges will be dismissed. The soldier, who became the first American detained in North Korea in nearly 5 years, will have a hearing Friday. 6th Street in downtown Racine has gotten a creative makeover. There's a new art installation at Rotary Park that features colorful fringe hanging from trees and sidewalk decals. The project is a joint effort by All Together, the Downtown Racine Corporation, and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. It seeks to highlight and revitalize the area through public art. People can check out that temporary installation for the next 8 weeks. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the low 60s. And sunshine is ahead for Tuesday and Wednesday. Mild for this time of year with highs right around 80. And into the low 80s for Thursday and Friday. Chance of rain for the upcoming weekend. Right now it's 80.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Fox News says men aren't masculine if they drink a milkshake with a straw. Well, I guess I better start drinking my protein shakes out of a beer mug.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you
Al Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, and Paul Harvey. That's right. The late Paul Harvey is back on WRJN with archived episodes of The Rest of the Story. You can hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen. That's at 7:25, and then again with Cindy Huber at 12:05. It's a timeless piece of Racine radio history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Kind of a drag.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Now it's time for four things you did not know yesterday. Thing number one, more babies are born in September than any other month. Hey, I'm a September baby. Thing number two, the real name for a hashtag is an octothorpe. The third thing you did not know yesterday, there were active volcanoes on the moon when dinosaurs were alive. And thing number four, the human body has 70,000 miles of blood vessels. And there's four things you did not know yesterday.
Teach your Little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Hop on a captivating crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at racinetheatre.org. racinetheatre.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hearts go astray. The
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and Milwaukee Brewers baseball. First pitch against the Phillies at 6:40. Pregame coming up after the 6 o'clock news here on WRJN. Have a great night.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
The words are always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she